This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop it.
Last night's White House Correspondents' Dinner turned into a travesty when comedian Michelle Wolf turned in a crude and cursing performance that not only trashed the president, but such aides as Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who's sitting right there on the dais, and Kellyanne Conway.
If a tree falls in the woods, how do we get Kellyanne under that tree? I'm not suggesting she gets hurt, just stuck.
Joining us now, Ed Henry, Fox's chief national correspondent and a past president of the White House Correspondents Association. We were both there at the dinner. I've never seen a performance like that. She was not only nasty, but she was dropping F-bombs on live television carried by CNN and MSNBC. What's your take as someone who's gone through this process?
Even worse, she was joking about abortion. I won't even repeat the jokes. They were so vile. Bottom line is, I understand Margaret Talib as president. I respect her. It's a tough job. You're up there. You pick the comedian. And there is a First Amendment in this country, whether you like it or not. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they're going to say, First Amendment protects stupid and vile things as well. However, I think it's long past time. Here we are, hours later, for the association to put out a simple one-sentence statement say, we do not agree with this. These personal, vile attacks on Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who is a good person. Dare I say that if Hillary Clinton had been elected and Jennifer Palmieri were up there and got all these personal attacks about your appearance, and I won't even add.
I don't even want to play it.
And so the association should apologize. Period. Stop.
Okay, I agree with you on that. You know who else agrees with you is Andrew Mitchell, who just tweeted apologies owed to Prasek. Sarah Sanders and others.
We invited her in. Grossly insulted
by Michelle Wolf. Comedian was the worst since I was insulted. Clinton.
We invited her to dinner. We should have treated her with respect. I don't need to say anything beyond that.
Right. It cast a stain on the whole event. I mean, whatever nice
they were talking about
there.
The First Amendment and valuable things. By the way, and I'm hearing this on social media, I am not letting the president off the hook. When he said the press is the enemy of the American people months and months ago, that was not right. He shouldn't have said that. You might disagree with individual stories to tar the entire media, including me, including you, that we're the enemy of the American people.
Yeah.
I'm not letting them off the hook about that.
Right.
But we should show respect to the president. We should show respect to the press secretary. I shouldn't even have to say that. That's elementary. And people right now are not doing that. And she is a press secretary. She's a professional woman.
Yeah.
She puts herself out there. Attack her for her what she says about Syria. Attack her on substance.
Yeah.
Do not attack her personally.
Right. And I give comedians a wide berth, but this was just so far beyond the pale. And by the way, Michelle Wolf, not apologizing. She just went on Twitter.
She'll make more money off
this. Yeah, well, she wants to be famous. Yeah. She went on Twitter and said, I was actually complimenting Sarah Sanders' eye makeup.
Right, ridiculous.
Yeah.
But here's my bottom line point. The White House Correspondents Association can be, could be, and should be better than a gutter comedian.
Right. And Margaret Talib of Bloomberg, the president, is not apologizing.
I hope she will.
We'll see if that changes.
Before tomorrow's briefing, issue an apology.
Definitely takes away from what the correspondence dinner is all about. Do you know what it's all about, really? Do you know? Kind of a time for the journalists to come together. I mean, true journalists, and celebrate their profession. But as the comedian said, Michelle Wolf, well, you knew I was a comedian. What did you expect? you shouldn't have asked me to come here if this isn't what you wanted. But, this is comedy taking incredible license, all because... hey, let's face it, you get the people on the left that feel like no holds barred and, there's no civility. And so what happens? What happens is what happened last night or the night before at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. But nobody's embarrassed. There's no shame here. It just, let it go. That's it. Our president has scolded the filthy comedian, quote unquote, and also he's made it known he's none too happy. Maggie Haberman, that Ed Henry referred to, tweeted that at press, sec sat and absorbed intense criticism of her physical appearance, her job performance, and so forth, instead of walking out on national television was impressive. Yeah. Definitely more class demonstrated by one side than the other. But this is what we get in this era of exposure, right? It's 5 minutes after the top of the hour. Megan Barth coming up next.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us. Megan Barth, as promised, founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, nationally recognized political commentator and women's advocates, joins us as she does every Monday. Miss Megan, how are we doing?
I'm doing great. I'm just about to go to the swamp. I'm leaving for D.C. today.
You are?
Yes.
Okay. You didn't want to go to the, the correspondence dinner?
No, because I wanted to laugh.
Yes,
it's
exactly.
Like, I don't tune into Saturday Night Live anymore because I don't laugh. It's much like I don't tune into Jimmy Kimmel anymore because comedy has been completely overtaken by hatred.
Yeah, there's no doubt that comedy loses its prescription and its positive edge and contribution when it gets mean, doesn't it? I think it fails to be comedy then.
Well, you know, there's nothing better than self-deprecating humor, and there's nothing better than some roasts.
Mm-hmm.
But the roasts historically have come out of a place not of hatred, mm-hmm. but of comedic value.
Mm-hmm.
And Rob Schneider said a very good thing over the weekend when talking about Alec Baldwin and his inability to really play Trump because he's so consumed by hatred that it taints the comedy. And I'm paraphrasing.
Mm-hmm.
But this is exactly what we witnessed in this chick, Michelle Wolf. I've mm-hmm. never heard of her. I guess she has a career. She obviously has disdain for Republicans in general, but specifically Republican women. And I can speak firsthand of how liberals use misogyny that they claim that we use against them. They actually are the most misogynistic misandrists, which are men haters.
Mm-hmm.
So because of their own self-loathing, they look at us like we are somehow inferior because we think differently as women than they do. We aren't for abortion, and nor do we joke about it.
Right.
We are for limited government. We aren't for government enslavement. And so somehow I am less morally righteous than they are. And, of course, the default position, if it's not racism to accuse us of, they must just attack our looks.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, this comes from a place of self-loathing and hatred, which has no place in comedy.
And God forbid it would be on the other side. It is amazing, but that is the double standard we live in. We accept it and we move on because there are bigger fish to fry, as they say, because you're not going to change them. They're going to continue on until, finally enough of America just says, you know, it's irrelevant. You know, like you've decided, hey, I'm not going to watch Jimmy Kimmel. You know, at one point it used to be entertaining. No longer is entertaining. It's kind of like what happened with, and this is way before you were born, with Lenny Bruce. And the only reason I know this is just I've studied him as a comedian. And at one time he was hysterical. He was very, very funny. But he got caught up in, you know, trying to break down some of the walls and these barriers that he was consumed by all the legal stuff. And so then he bored the heck out of people talking about his legal issues because, you know, he
chose to maintain his craziness, as he said. He said, you know, you need us crazies to break down these walls so that comedians would have more latitude. So kind of interesting, you know, maybe on one hand, some comedians having more latitude, but what about conservative comedians?
Well, right. And you look at Dennis Miller, for example, and you look at others, they really don't lead. Bob Hope, for example, mm-hmm. didn't lead with his politics. Johnny Carson did not lead with his politics. Rickles did not lead with his politics. Tim Conway and others. They were pretty agnostic. They shot arrows across the bow on both sides, including themselves. And so this is what made it funny, because they found humor in both sides of the intellectual political argument. And I really don't think people accept it. We don't accept it because we're turning it off. We don't accept it because we elected Donald Trump. We don't expect it because we're using our voices more and more, specifically from a celebrity platform, much like Kanye West, and we witnessed his awakening last week. And then we also witnessed the backlash that he's gotten. And this is what's important, is the backlash, because we can see then the veil is off. Those that champion diversity, isn't diversity great? Liberals are so diverse. Well, they might be diverse in skin color, but they certainly aren't diverse in thought.
Yes.
We must be punished if we don't think like them, if we don't monolithically think like them.
Mm-hmm.
And when they attack the First Amendment, what they're really attacking is knowledge. Because we must consume a lot of information, much like I did growing up, to identify our ideology and ascribe to a certain ideology like conservatism.
Mm-hmm.
And that was okay, and it should be okay, but according to the liberals, it is not. Mm-hmm. There is no diversity of thought. We cannot seek knowledge. The algorithms of the tech titans must be changed, because only quality journalism from CNN must be found in our search results.
Yes.
You know, we can't find stuff from, you know, the Daily Caller or the Daily Wire or other conservative outlets, because they somehow are less giving or less contributing to our knowledge than the monolithic thought of the liberal champions of the press on the left.
Well, this is the result, Megan, of the institutions imploding on themselves. You know, our educational institutions have gone by the wayside. I was just reading something this morning where at one time, National Report, one of the magazines, had stated that they counted the Marxist professors that were on campus, over 10,000. This was decades ago. Since then, they stopped counting. So God only knows how many Marxist professors, actually card-carrying Marxist professors, I mean, if you happen to catch one of their classes, you find out right away. But you wonder what that number has grown to in the past decades. I mean, if several decades ago it was 10,000, what do you think it is now? Point being, after all is said and done, is that these are who we are turning our kids over to. And then we wonder why, when they come home for Thanksgiving, we go, what the heck happened to you in 2.5 months?
Right, and after 4 years of college and hundreds of thousands of dollars spent in tuition, you have a kid that comes out of with a major that's called like international or intersectional feminism gender studies. What in the heck is that? Well, no one really knows, but according to the liberal left, they too will get a job as a community organizer or working in the federal government because they learned a skill set that really is not buried in or founded in anything applicable as far as, you know, the employment opportunities, but they're really good for, you know, future professors or future government workers.
So what happened to critical thought and discussion?
Well, that's been banned, don't you know? I mean, when you look at the campuses, we have free speech zones now. We must hire hundreds of thousands of dollars in security in order to protect conservative speakers like Ben Shapiro, who's all about 5'2" and wears a yarmulke.
Right.
You know, not a real dangerous presence, but his speech And this is how the liberals started with this whole hate speech canard,
mm-hmm.
Labeling things they don't agree with as hate speech, and it must be protected by.
Well, we got to go to break here. So what you're telling me is that we can look forward to the NFL now playing patty cakes, huh?
Right.
So
exactly.
Stay with us. 16 minutes. Make it 15 minutes after the top of the hour. Right now, more from Megan after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. This service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
God of creation, there at the start, before the beginning of time.
Bill Martinez.
Everything exists to lift you high.
Oh, I pray.
Now, you can't freak out too much because you know after everything is all said and done, there is the true master of the universe that's holding this all together. And, you know, we're all like a bunch of knuckleheads, you know, trying to figure this stuff out. And it's no wonder, Megan Barth, I mean, with all the moving parts, the shenanigans being played, you know, on We the People, the obliteration of the U.S. Constitution, I believe God's gift and the founder's gift to we the people. But it's up to us to manage this, as Ronald Reagan said, and reminded us all very clearly that we're but one generation away from losing this great republic. And I'll tell you, we were so close here before Donald Trump was elected.
Yeah, absolutely. And you look at the amount of corruption that has been found within the intelligence agencies, the FBI, the NSA, the CIA. You look at the tweets from John Brennan, who's threatening the president regarding the Mueller probe. Well, what does John Brennan know that the rest of the country doesn't know? I thought that was under lock and key. You look at James Clapper and how he's lied not once but twice to Congress about the dossier and him leaking the dossier to Jake Tapper, who just received an award for that. That is perjury. Is he going to be tried for perjury? Not once but twice. The problem is that we don't have the enforcement of the law, and we have plenty of laws on the books, but there has been no enforcement of
exactly.
The law.
Yeah.
And the AG, Jeff Sessions, seems to be just completely absent in the protection of the law, specifically when it comes to the Mueller case. This Russian collusion narrative, and I was watching Chris Wallace yesterday go up against one former, I think, campaign worker of Trump. I can't remember his name. But he says, well, we just don't know yet. Well, we just don't know yet. Well, how long is this going to take, this collusion? I mean, we seem to know everything because of leaks. But there hasn't been any leaks related to Russian collusion.
I thought that was a good point because that was made is that had there been something, we already would have heard something. And it's so funny because Chris Wallace then takes exception to the to the leaks. Go, wait a minute, that's the economy of the Beltway, man. It's a sieve. I mean, you know, that's what they buy and sell on are leaks. If there was anything whatsoever, you know, that Mueller really had his hands on, you know, it would be it. But this whole situation I was mentioning to you earlier, and I came across this 48-page report by Congressman Louie Gohmert and Robert Mueller Unmasked. I mean, we've been saying in the previous week and weeks, you and I even talked about this, that there's this kind of hidden Templar cabal that's going on in our government. And James Comey clearly was part of it. I mean, he admitted, he says, well, it's not a deep state. We see ourselves as a ballast, he says. That was his description. So they're ballasting what? They're ballasting, you know, thought, free expression, the American way of life, because they have self-appointed Templars to, you know, define what America is supposed to be like. I mean, this is all part and parcel that includes, you know, if you listen to everything historically, what Barack Obama has said in the past, you know, Jonathan Gruber, when they rolled out the, you know, Obamacare, it was basically the people were too stupid, so we had to do it for them. And this is why it was designed. It was purposely designed, you know, to be confusing. You know, you've got Comey, you got Mueller. I'll tell you, even Rosenstein, you know, they're making it seem like Rod Rosenstein, I should say Rosenstein, is free and clear on this. I'll tell you, Megan, when you look at all the players and you see how tight this is, this community of Comey and Mueller, and Fitzgerald, all these players that are coming together, you go, whoa, I mean, they are the Templars. These are the Templars of the deep state that are starting to be exposed. Thank you very much, Mr. President.
Right. And like I said, we never would have found this exposure. But I found the words of James Comey to be highly incriminating, one of the many times he's incriminated himself and everybody else.
Yeah, right.
But when he
doesn't need to take the fifth anymore. He already blew past the fifth. because he's already
to Brett Baer. Brett Baer asked him if he would still be working for this administration, even though he obviously found him personally and morally reprehensible.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, "Well, yes, I would." And Brett was kind of surprised, as everyone else was surprised. And Brett Baer basically says, "Well, why?" And he goes, "Because I'm there to protect the FBI."
Yes.
That is not the role of the director of the FBI. The FBI is supposed to protect the law. They are supposed to protect people from the abuse of the law. They are supposed to find the criminals and prosecute accordingly or recommend prosecution accordingly. So that was extraordinarily telling to me that he was there to protect his buddies.
Mm-hmm.
Those like Andy McCabe,
yes.
Those like Lisa Page and Strzok, who took it upon themselves to be the supermen or the superwomen to save the republic with an insurance policy.
Right.
That is not the job. And so that, I thought, was the most telling statement that he gave to Brett Baer, other than the fact that he's not a leaker, he's a giver.
Yeah.
Right?
Love it. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, he's not a leaker, he's a giver.
Yeah.
He gives information.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, well, limited information, because when he's talking to the president, you know, George Stephanopoulos even asked him and said, "Hey, well, didn't you think the president should have known that, you know, that there was this dossier involved, what it was all involved, that, you know, the Clintons had paid for it?" Well, you know, I didn't think it was all that pertinent at the time. but also then he says, then he says, what I gave to President Trump was exactly the same thing I gave to President Obama. Really? You think so? You think we want to buy into that one?
Well, right. And then he says, well, he didn't really know who paid for the dossier. That was his explanation. Well, what
even to this day, even to this day, I mean, it's like, wait a minute, you are the director. The thing is, it's so comical. You know, what's scary about this is you're suggesting is really this is J. Edgar Hoover all over again. The very thing that they, you know, that the whole legislature, our government had hoped to get rid of, you know, in terms of all the manipulation, you know, the files that J. Edgar Hoover had on people. It is Robert Mueller. It is James Comey. They are doing this stuff. They are working, especially Robert Mueller. When you read this 48-page readout on, you know, on Robert Mueller, it's Robert Mueller unmasked by Congressman Louis Gohmert. This is going to really open your eyes, Megan, because you start to see this cabal all the more and all the manipulation, how they've worked to get congressmen out of office, how they've worked the media, how the media is part and parcel to all this stuff. I mean, it's pretty crazy stuff. And even with this recent stuff that's going on right now, which, you know, I have a little bit of a problem. I didn't like the way Ronny Jackson was forced out of the process and what the senator did, and now he's going to be the senator from Montana is now going to be the target. And what he did was exactly what Harry Reid did to Mitt Romney, if you recall. Threw out a bunch of scandalous ideas and then afterwards just laughed about it and said, well, he didn't get elected president anyway, I guess, huh?
Right. They will use the politics of personal destruction. They will use lies to defame and disparage their political enemies, because that's how they view us, as political enemies. And that is very apparent in Harry Reid's shenanigans, as well as the Minnesota or Montana senator.
Montana, yeah.
Yeah, Tester.
Yes.
Yeah, we have identified the enemy. Now we just have to root him out.
Well, I'll tell you what, they are deeply rooted, because this has been going on for decades. It is a not one and done deal. That's what we keep telling our audience. You've got to stay in the fight. Megan Barth, have a good time in Washington, D.C. Stay out of trouble, and I'll get this link to you on Congressman Louis Gohmert's presentation of Robert Mueller Unmasked. This is Bill Martinez, 29 minutes after the top of the hour.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
You're one step away from surrender, one step away from coming home, coming home.
Bill Martinez,
one
live.
One step from arms wide open, his love has never let you.
Hey, it's 8 Like It's Fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. I'll tell you, so much to talk about, and we touched on some of it with Megan Barth regarding the Sunday shows. And, of course, the Comey Mueller saga continues. And as I drew reference to, we've got to post this on our website, this report from Robert Mueller Unmasked, Congressman Louis Gohmert. Gohmert, of course, an attorney, congressman, former judge. He's looking at the character of Robert Mueller. You know, we've been saying this for quite a while. It always concerns me when somebody says to me, oh, he's a good guy, he's an honest guy, he's got all this integrity and everything. And then you go, okay, why are you telling me this? And what I sense why people continue to say this is that Mueller is more powerful than what we expected. Underlying, he's pulling a lot of levers here. He has been able to get away with a lot of stuff over the years. Things that you might question whether they're legal, shady at best. Certainly not becoming of a former FBI guy who, if you remember, served 8 years under Obama. And then when it got close to the end, Obama didn't want to lose him. So he convinced Congress, said, hey, look, we need to have him there for 2 more years. Remember? So he ended up serving 12 years and not 10 years because he was Obama's guy, because they were all birds of a feather. You know, Eric Holder, President Obama, Robert Mueller. So it gave license, and the weaponization of the FBI and, you know, even what we saw happen with the IRS. Don't think that IRS and the weaponization and what Lois Lerner did was a one-and-done kind of thing. I mean, this really speaks of the Wolf and Worf, the culture, the very culture of the inner sanctum of these, you know, these three-letter agencies that are running our lives. And, you know, presidents can come and go, parties can, you know, come and go. You know, one season we got the Democrats, next season we got the big whoop. I mean, these agency members and powerhouses continue regardless, and they try to play some sort of game of independence, and as if they're not connected one way or another with Republicans or Democrats. But hey, look at they're on their own. They're on their own agenda, and that is one to control this government. I mean, kind of amazing, because what you see happening here with Comey and with Mueller is really, you know, people thought, well, J. Edgar Hoover was back then, and you know, we kind of learned from our lessons, and all that stuff has been abandoned. Oh, no. Look at influence and getting people to do what it is that you want them to do is still there. I saw it in California, being born and raised, and I saw what was going on with the leadership there in the state levels. And if you didn't do what it was that the leadership wanted you to do, forget about your constituency. You could end up in a closet, literally. They'd move your desk into a closet. So they let you know really quick, you know, who's in charge and what you're supposed to do. Okay. So the same thing here. You got the powers to be at all levels. Is it any wonder the elected officials that we send to D.C., the things that the landmines they have to overcome? Kind of incredible when you think about it and you wonder, hey, what happened to this guy? He sounds so sincere. And when he comes back, he seems sincere. Well, you know, he's being molded, or she's being molded, by the prevailing deep state forces. And, of course, everybody's nervous because you got Donald Trump, who has been the one that's been pulling back the curtain on all this stuff, and they don't like it. And this is why they're coming after him nonstop, because they're getting exposed. And, of course, the fun thing is that when they come out, then they, you know, they just let their rhetoric fly. And they expose themselves, whether it's guys like Jonathan Gruber just says, man, you know, matter of factly, people are too stupid. So that's why we had to write up Obamacare the way we did. Oh, really? How insulting. But this is their worldview. This is their perception of the American people. You got all these elites running around that think, look, you know, we pay them a ton of money because we have been convinced that we need them. We need them so badly. We need them so badly because without them, I mean, gosh, what would $21 trillion in debt mean? Would we be at $42 trillion in debt if we didn't have them? Or would we be better off? But, oh, we got to have these people. You know, we got to have all these failing programs, this war on poverty that we spent over $22 trillion in over 50 years. And what do we have? Is the war on poverty? Have we made any inroads after all the trillions of dollars of the people's money? There's no accountability here. And this is what Donald Trump brings to the ball field, regardless of all the other stuff, you know, the silly, ridiculous stuff that's being expressed there with, you know, with the dossier and what others are just so quick to talk about, you know, this president. I'm like you. I don't buy into it. I just feel bad that he's having to go through this and his wife has to deal with this as well. You know, to what purpose? Because it's all about influence. It's all about, I got to get you to do what it is that I want you to do. And they knew Donald Trump was going to be dangerous because he came in not beholden to K Street, all the lobbyists. He's not beholden to the traditional, you know, Templar guard that is controlling the underpinnings of our government, this deep state. And so he can call them out. No other person. There wasn't anybody of all the people that were vying to be president. Who else could have done what Donald Trump is doing? I ask you that question. Okay. And even, you know, minorities are realizing that they're getting so much more under this, you know, this white gazillionaire out of Manhattan. And I hate that stuff. I hate this. You know, the segmentation of, well, he's white, he's black, he gets reparation coffee, he doesn't. You know, I mean, all this stuff. I mean, all this special accommodation is at the expense of somebody else's accommodation. That's not what the Constitution affords. In fact, the Constitution warns against that. But we have all these disparate viewpoints. You know, we've got Marxist professors, as we were talking with Megan earlier, on our college campuses. We've got card-carrying, you know, socialists that we've elected that are supposed to honor and protect our U.S. Constitution. But I guess when they take their pledge and their vow to do so, I guess they cross their fingers somewhere that gives them some sort of plausible deniability. But, you know, this is how bad this is, ladies and gentlemen. And I say how bad. I can't even tell you how bad it is. And if, I'm going to post. We've got to post this Robert Mueller Unmask on our website. And when you read what Louis Gohmert, how he talks about Mueller and going over his background, the shenanigans that he's done, and how it's consistent with what he's doing now from his involvement. I mean, you know, you hear Comey talking about, you know, Donald Trump being a mob boss. Well, Robert Mueller was involved with, with the mob, with Whitey Bulger. His history goes in there, and when you read about that, he doesn't come out real clean. He looks rather dirty in this whole situation. Talks about how Robert Mueller's FBI went after a congressman, Kurt Weldon, and got him defeated with a last minute. This is the FBI doing this, okay? Not even the media. This is the FBI throwing out some lies about Robert Weldon and his daughter, and they get him out of Congress. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that's going on that Robert Mueller has been associated with. And so, you know, Louis Gohmert has done us all a big favor, and he did this report basically for the other congressmen who have said, hey, look, and you've studied Robert Mueller. You know, who is this guy? What is he really all about? And I'll tell you, this is quite a report, 48 pages from Louis Gohmert, the unmasking of Robert Mueller. We've got to get him on the show. We've got to spend a lot of time to break this down. It's quite a fascinating read and quite revealing. Stay with us. We've got more coming up. It's 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
This report is brought to you by the Road to Zero Coalition, led by the National Safety Council. Fatal roadway crashes have been increasing, not decreasing, over the past 2 years. In 2016, more than 37,000 Americans were killed each year on public roads, 5,000 more than in 2011. A broad-based coalition has come together through the Road to Zero Coalition to share a vision for a future without any roadway fatalities. They are sharing knowledge on what works today, hope for technology solutions, and a call to prioritize safety every time we are on the roads. This vision is available now. Deborah A.P. Hirschman, President and CEO of the National Safety Council.
Over 50 years ago, we pledged to put a man on the moon. Many thought it was impossible. The Road to Zero Coalition's goal today is to eliminate roadway deaths by 2050. Like going to the moon, it will take leadership, commitment, and new technology. This report lays out how we can make traffic fatalities a thing of the past.
For more information, visit nsc.org.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 12 minutes before the top of the hour. Been looking forward to this interview with Dennis Rainey. We've been talking a lot about Like Arrows. Had the privilege to talk with Alex Kendrick, Bob Lapine, and of course now here, the executive producer of Like Arrows. Dennis, congratulations on the movie. We're looking forward to it hitting the big screen the first week of May, May 1st and 3rd, a Fathom event.
Yeah, we're excited about it, Bill. It's, you know, there's not that many movies that are about parenting.
Yes.
That present a vision for parenting and in a hopeful setting. And that's what we hope this is going to do. It's going to give a lot of parents the courage they need to be the parents that their kids need them to be.
I love the story, the way you, the story's presented. It's a story that would, I think, a majority of parents could relate to. That they get into parenting, they think they're doing the best they can until they realize they need help.
You know, when our firstborn came, they placed a little girl in my arms, and I wanted to turn her over and say, where's the instructions?
Exactly.
You know, it's like, hold it, this is a human being.
Right.
I'm going to mess this thing up.
Yeah.
And we had five more that followed her, total of six children, and it reminds me of the statement made by an unknown philosopher, said we had six children and six theories when we started out. Our six children now have resulted in no theories on parenting.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, I think children have a way of humbling us and making us very teachable. And I think the movie is going to give a lot of people hope because this couple, as it tells the story, started out as an unwed pregnant couple.
Mm-hmm.
And unlike a lot of others today,
right.
60% of all live births are to unwed mothers. And they started out their parenting journey and finally realized, hey, we don't know what we're doing. We better get some help. And I think if there's any institution on the planet in any book that offers that help, it's the church and it's the Bible.
Exactly. That is astounding, that number. 65% unwed mothers today.
60%. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
6 out of 10. That is incredible. Well, explain how family life is now in the film business.
Well, Bob Lapine, we like to call him Cecil B. Lapine, after
exactly.
The Ten Commandments.
It's all Bob's fault, huh?
Yeah, and by the way, I misquoted that. It's actually 40% of all live births. There's segments of our society that have 60% births to unwed mothers. Mm. I was inaccurate as I said that, and all of a sudden it popped in my mind.
All right.
But We have produced in the past, Bill, a series called The Art of Marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And we told Bob, that's been seen now by over 800,000 people. It's a video series to equip couples to stay married and to do it in a healthy way. We said, we need to have one for parents. So we commissioned him to do The Art of Parenting, and he thought, well, I'm going to do some vignettes for this and track a couple all the way from the time they find out they're pregnant all the way through the various life cycles of parents to the time they're empty nesters.
Right.
And he didn't plan on having a movie, but it resulted in such a great storyline, and the Kendrick brothers helped with it.
Mm-hmm.
You've already interviewed them.
Right.
We ended up with a fine movie on the birth of a baby all the way to the empty nest, including a prodigal.
Right.
What happens when you have a prodigal child? So, you know, the movie was really not what we set out to do. We set out to produce a video series called The Art of Parenting,
mm-hmm.
and it's now a part of this. It's going to be released at the same time. But next May 1 and 3, we're launching the Like Arrows movie at 800 theaters across the country, a Fathom event.
Wow.
And we're hoping a couple hundred thousand people will be out over those showings and subsequent showings in the marketplace.
Well, the blessing that is intended for parents, new, old, even grandparents, is going to be phenomenal. I got to tell you, this was so touching, Dennis. And, of course, it's linked on our website already. We have the video. Bob was so kind to get us the video of Matt Hammett's song. That song is just so perfect. And of course, he was known with Sanctus Real for Lead Me, which is a great, father's expression, first a husband, and a father's expression to his wife and family, where he was humbly, going to his family to say, look at, help me, and God help me, and, lead me to be the,
exactly,
the father that you need me to be. And he, it's like he took that same feel for Like Arrows, and the song is brilliant. I love it.
It really is, and you know, it really calls parents to their assignment.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I've been in leadership in ministry for over 45 years.
Wow.
And I have to say that nothing I've ever faced in leadership of a ministry comes anywhere close to being the father of six children and raising them through adolescence to adulthood. And it just challenged Barbara and me to the absolute core. Four girls, two boys, now 23 grandchildren. And I just think today more than ever, Bill, I think parents are hungry for help, practical help that is anchored in the scriptures, because I don't know how you'd raise a child in this culture if you didn't have some absolutes to anchor your ship in the harbor in.
Exactly. Well, whether it's marriage, families, the kids, God decided that these would be the building blocks of his righteous people. And we have seen the family being subjected and under attack for decades. Marriages, husbands, wives, particularly husbands. This is a redemptive film and one that answers questions for a lot of people, Dennis. I mean, they've been worn out and wondering, I'm tired of getting beat up here. And, all around, we've got, as you say, 40% of all unwed births today, all live births are to unwed women. Wow, that's, it's a scary thought. I know in some demographics, the figure is higher, but the future looks rather bleak. And maybe that's what it is we have to get to, is, like somebody who is drowning, is get to that point to where all the fight is out of us, and then maybe we might turn to God and look for his answer.
Well, Bill, I think you're right about the culture taking the courage out of us. I think a lot of parents are just giving up, though. I mean, this screen generation is incredibly competitive for attention. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And if you allow teenagers, they will live their entire lives looking at a screen.
Exactly.
And they'll never engage with the family. And I have to say, we did not raise our children in near the challenging circumstances that kids are being raised today. I had a conversation with a 14-year-old young man this past weekend, and I made that statement to him. I said, it wasn't nearly as challenging for me growing up as it is for you. You've got the toughest assignment as a young man to grow up in this. And he says, in what way? And I said, one word, porn.
Right.
What's coming across on the screen and you got pornography, you got a porn shop in your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
I would have to go somewhere. I'd have to go to the drugstore to find it when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Well, today, these things are flashing up on the screen without them choosing. And I just think parents have got to be engaged. They got to know how to handle screens. They got to know how to handle the lack of cultural support for absolutes. And the gender issue is a huge one today, to know how to affirm masculinity, femininity, and help your boys grow up to be men who know what that means,
mm-hmm.
and your daughters grow up to be young ladies. I mean, I think it's game time, and we have a generation that's on the line right now.
Exactly.
And I think this movie is a very timely movie, mm-hmm. just calling parents back to the simple task, mm-hmm. yet the challenging task of raising the next generation.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, these devices, cell phones, and the portals to their brains and their minds, Dennis. I mean, you know, some demographers and people that mark this stuff say, you know, they spend 8 to 10 hours a day with these devices. I mean,
right.
Wow, you talk about, you know, if what you think and what you read formulates the character and who you become, what does this mean? And the other thing that I would say, people have asked me about it, and I said, you know, relevant to this current generation, the options that are available to them are exponential compared to the options that you and I had available growing up.
They really are. I'll tell you an interesting, just a little, this is just a
okay, we got about a minute left here, Dennis, okay?
So okay. A dialogue I have with a Chick-fil-A operator, I said, what's the biggest difference between my 5 kids out of 6 that worked for you and today's teenagers? And he said, it's simple. They do not know how to solve problems if you can't Google it.
Wow.
They don't know how to think like kids in previous generations have. And so I don't think we as parents realize what that screen's doing to our kids in terms of robbing them of creativity, innovation, problem solving. And it all roads lead back home, Bill. And
exactly.
It's the power of a parent, power of a mom, power of a dad to stay engaged with their kids and raise the next generation.
Well, I'm right with you. I appreciate all that Faith Life is doing. This movie is going to go a long way in healing families and helping parents get back on track. Dennis Rading, executive producer of Like Arrows, president, CEO, co-founder of Family Life. Save the dates. Not only save them, make a date and go out there and enjoy. It's a Fathom event, May the 1st and 3rd. 800 theaters, right, Dennis?
That's right.
And where can they go for more information?
They can go to Family Life. They can go to likearrowsmovie.com.
There it is. Dennis Rainey. Thank you, Dennis. Appreciate it. God bless.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot,